past performance is not indicative of future results. Statements such as and similar to, we told our clients to be out of the market in 2007 and 2008. We told our clients to get back into the market in 2009, and clients that followed our advice were out of the market in 2008, refer to recommendations collectively made by Retirement Planners of America's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC and also at Cambridge Investment Research, Inc. 3 out of the 5 of those principals remain with RPOA today. Statements about similar recommendations we made starting in 2011 refer to an invest and protect strategy that RPOA has been using since its inception in 2011. The invest and protect strategy is not guaranteed and is subject to the risk described at the end of this broadcast. Unless otherwise stated, references to the market refer to the S&P 500 index. Index performance described does not reflect the deduction of transaction, management, or other fees, which would decrease the performance results. Investors cannot invest directly in an index.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
And old man recession, you are not through, and you are doing us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about inflation. We're going to talk about whether this bear market is over or not. We talk about Social Security, estate planning, income taxes, you name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have an absolutely boring show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, and I am the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America.
I'm big.
And I do. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as the name implies. And so what we do is we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. And actually, many studies have shown that they are the happiest people as well. And that's people who are about to retire or people who are already retired. Our goal for you, if you're a client and as a listener of this show, is for you to enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play. We want you to have fun. We want to facilitate that. Our goals are we want your money to last as long as you do, and we want you to have financial peace of mind. That's what we're totally about on this show. Our website is rpoa.com. If you go there, you can podcast this show, you can subscribe to our weekly market alert video, you can attend our seminars, you can do all kinds of stuff there. I encourage you to go there. The website, again, is rpoa.com. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, the first segment, I've entitled it, The Jury is Still Out. As you guys may know, we've had a pretty significant rally not this week just ended, but the week before. And then this week, it's kind of been up and down and up and down. We had some big up days, big down days, a lot of trepidation, a lot of anxiety. And we had a lot of Federal Reserve people come out and say, guys, it ain't over yet, so don't get all excited. So we want to put that in perspective for you and tell you where we are. Because as you guys may know, our strategy of invest and protect told us to get out of stocks, get out of bonds back in April of this year. And we're in a money market fund currently, and I want to give you an update on where we are with that. Now, also this week, want to talk about how to turn income into wealth, okay? Because there's a huge difference between having a lot of income and having wealth. Okay, we've seen many, many times in the past where somebody has a lot of income and they spend it on a lot of stuff like the fancy toys and all that, and they have no wealth to show for it. So we want to talk about how to turn income into wealth, which I think is a nice thing to do, right? We're also going to talk about this week how working affects your Social Security. Many of you are still working. You're looking at whether you want to take it or not. I want to go over with you the rules about if you are working, how that affects your Social Security benefits, the taxation, et cetera, of that. So we'll talk about that later on in the show. Now, of course, as you guys know, we work with people who are over 50, who are retired, retiring soon, and therefore our philosophy of how we manage money, the decision-making that we go through, all that kind of stuff, it's perhaps different than what you might do, the decisions you might make if you have a younger clientele, if they're in their 40s or their 30s, et cetera. And when you get close to retirement, I'd say when you're within 5 years of retirement or you're in the first 5 years of your retirement, if you're in that decade, we call that decade the single most important decade of your entire financial life. And during that time, there's a thing called sequential risk, which means when do you experience losses and when are they the most dangerous? And I want to talk with you later on in the show why losses during that period are very, very dangerous and what to do about it. Okay, so we'll have that for you. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
Don't you dare stop me. No, no, no. Because do we stop right there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about the most underneeded, most oversold estate planning document ever devised by lawyers. And it's called the Living Trust. And we're going to answer, do you need a living trust? We'll go over the pluses, the minuses, and give you our view of it. So we have a fantastic show lined up for you, and I know you're going to stay tuned for the entire program. I got to give you a quick update. You know, my grandson, Nathaniel, who's now 14 months old, came over to our house, and, you know, the guy is, like, crawling all over the place. He's getting into everything, and, you know, my wife said, we got to baby-proof the house. And I'm like, no, we are not baby-proofing the house, okay? This is my house, not his. He's a guest. He has to abide by my rules. And so she said, well, look at him. He scooted around, and he opened the cabinet under the kitchen sink where there's all the chemicals in there. And my wife is like, look at him. He's getting in there. Go stop him. And I said, no, I'm not going to stop him. He needs to learn that if he drinks Drano, it's not good for him. The only way he's going to learn is by doing, okay? So I'm not baby-proofing the stupid house. Anyway, that's the battle I'm fighting right now. I have a feeling my wife and Nathaniel are going to win. I'm going to have a baby-proofed house. How long has it been? I used to enjoy my house. Now everything's going to be locked down. We have to put electrical plugs. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let's talk about the jury is still out. So why do I say that? Well, lots of things are going. For example, on Friday, we got that the leading economic indicators were lower for the eighth straight month. Leading economic indicators is what are used to look at where's the economy going, where do you think profits are going, what do you think is going to happen in the future. And so therefore, they're called leading economic indicators. And they're showing that they're declining for the eighth month in a row. Real estate came in record number of times we've seen declines in the real estate market. One of our greatest trading partners is England. And I don't know if you saw the news on that, but they have decided that they are going after inflation in the most draconian way they could think of. So not only are they raising interest rates over there, but they're also going to reduce spending, government spending, and they're going to raise taxes. So if you think of the three levers that you use to stimulate the economy, you lower interest rates, the government spends more money, and you reduce taxes. Well, they're doing the opposite on all three of them. They are going after inflation in a big way, probably going to induce a big, bad recession, and all in the goal of eliminating inflation. Now, I don't know if it's going to happen here in our country, but certainly the Federal Reserve, we had many Fed officials come out this week saying, we are not done by any means. Yes, inflation didn't grow, didn't go up as fast as, you know, people thought, but it's still way too elevated. And folks, we've said this many times before, inflation, if it takes hold, can make a country poor, and that country can remain poor for decades. We've seen it happen with many, many countries around the world throughout history. So the Fed is taking this very seriously, and if they induce a big, bad recession in this country, they've already said, that's okay. Okay, and I think many people mistake, oh no, the Fed doesn't want to create a recession. They don't, but that's not their goal. Their goal is to get rid of inflation. The policy error the Fed could make is to not take care of inflation. If they're worried about recession, then they're worried about the wrong thing. So our view is that we have not seen the effects of what the Fed is going to do and what it already has done. They've raised interest rates so much, so fast, and yet we haven't seen anything happen due to that. So they're going to do more. And if they do more, eventually we're going to start seeing the effects of it. So it's still too soon to be able to say we're out of the woods, all is well, it's safe to go back in right now, especially for those of you who fit our demographic, those of you who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. You know, we're very conservative at our firm. We don't want to get to the party too early, and we don't want to stay too late either. So we want to be there for the sweet spot, but you know, we don't want to overdo it. So when it comes to where we are right now in our posture, we currently are still out of the market, out of bonds and stocks. We're still in the money market fund. And if the Fed raises interest rates, as we fully expect them to do in December, then guess what? The interest rate we're going to earn on it will, on our money market fund, will go up. We're nice and safe. We're not in stocks. We're not in bonds. And we've seen that when the Fed raises interest rates, stocks and bonds have been going down. And we don't anticipate that that dynamic is going to change. So if that continues, those of you who are still invested, I would ask you, you know, maybe you should think about visiting with us and getting a second opinion. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. It's retirementplannersofamerica.com. And the acronym is rpoa.com. If you go there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, we'll sit down with you. We'll build a retirement cash flow plan with you. We call it an RCFP. We'll look at helping you to make Social Security decisions, income tax decisions, estate planning decisions. We'll talk about your cash flow. How do you, you know, where do you get income from? We'll do all of that with you. We'll talk about our investment protect strategy. And should you be out of the market right now, is it too late? We'll talk about all of that with you at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that's fantastic. Fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Okay? Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, Bogey is right. It is absolutely the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And folks, if you decide you want to come in, we'll do it virtually or in person. If you come in person, we will have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And folks, we bake them fresh right there. So if you walk in, they will melt in your mouth. The cookie smell will envelop you. You will go to cookie heaven, and you will learn about your finances. So all of that's available to you at rpoa.com. All right, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to turn income into wealth. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. La la la, dun dun dun, dun 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 dun, and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. And that's people who are retired or retiring soon, who are over 50. And if that is you, we'd love to meet you. We'd love to see if we can help you. The show is designed for you. Our website is designed to help you. And our website is rpoa.com, in case you were wondering. And you can podcast this show. I encourage you to subscribe. You can also watch our videos. You can listen to read articles, tons and tons of stuff on our website. And hopefully you love this show as much as I love bringing it to you. And so
I love it.
I do love it. Yes. And you know, facilitate, we call retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. And by that we mean that, you know, you've worked your entire life, you've saved, you've scrimped, you've sacrificed, you've raised your kids, and hopefully you've ushered them out the door, and you're now ready to go out and just enjoy the rest of your life. And in many ways, it's like a second childhood, except now you don't have your parents telling you to be home at 10 o'clock. You can stay out late if you want. You can sleep in. And we want to facilitate that, whatever that means to you. If it means travel, if it means grandchildren, if it means golf, whatever your passion, whatever your thing is, we want to help facilitate that. We have two goals. One is we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. And if we can deliver that to you, then we feel like we've done a really good thing. And we also can look in the mirror and feel good about ourselves. So our website, once again, is rpoa.com. So in this segment, I want to talk with you about how to turn income into wealth. Okay, a lot of people confuse income with wealth. And, you know, you see somebody that makes a lot of money, you know, they have a high income and they're driving around in a nice car and they have a beautiful home and they have these nice clothes and they're traveling and they're doing all this wonderful stuff, but that isn't wealth, that's income. So there's a difference between the two. And to get kind of a little bit technical with you on that, the difference is your income statement versus your balance sheet. Okay, and so the income statement shows you the amount of income you have and your expenses and what's left over after that. That's your income statement. But your balance sheet tells you how much wealth you have. So you could have somebody who has a very high income and has no wealth because they spend all their money, or they spend more than what they make. They actually have credit cards and, you know, they've borrowed and whatever else, and they could have a negative net worth, which actually is a definition of bankruptcy. I remember years ago, there was one of the owners of the Dallas Cowboys. Since we live in Dallas and we're big Dallas Cowboys fans, this year was tough, I know, or last year rather. But be that as it may, there was one of the owners of the Cowboys at one point had a huge income, but he didn't have enough money. He didn't have the wealth. His debt was so high, he had to sell the Cowboys and he couldn't keep them anymore. So how do you turn income into wealth? First thing is to understand the difference. Income is not wealth. So, and as I said at the top of the show, there are lots of people who have a high income and are poor, and there are people with a low income that are wealthy. So what's the difference? Well, number one is spend less than you earn. I mean, it's not, by the way, this is not going to be rocket science, okay? A lot of this is just common sense, but you know, it's amazing how many people don't follow common sense. So the first thing is make sure that you don't spend more than you make. The second thing is don't confuse debt with wealth. Okay, somebody who borrows $1 million and then goes and spends $1 million on toys and stuff like that is actually poor. They have a lot of stuff, but they have a lot of debt. Okay, know the difference. There's assets, there's liabilities. And liabilities are how much you owe, assets is how much you own. And if you take your assets minus your liabilities, that will tell you your net worth. So assets put money in your pocket. Liabilities take money out of your pocket. Just remember that.
Fascinating.
And yes, and very logical, Mr. Spock, as well. Now, rich people, people who have become rich, buy luxuries last. Poor people buy luxuries first. Remember that. You buy the luxuries last. You build your wealth first, then you buy the luxuries. You don't start buying luxuries before you have the wealth to cover it. And then the last thing to say is manage your spending. Okay? Don't live paycheck to paycheck. And make sure, you know, one of the things that we always tell our clients is that positive happiness is a positive cash flow. And in our view, you start with that. Okay? The way you build wealth is you manage the income statement, which is your income and your expenses, so that you have money left over, because the money you have left over, if it doesn't get spent, goes onto your balance sheet. And then once it resides on your balance sheet, it creates your net worth, which is your wealth. So the way you build wealth is by creating as much net income as you can to accumulate money in the other bucket. Now, one of the things that we do, if you come in to visit with us, is we do what's called a retirement cash flow plan. It's an RCFP. And with the RCFP, what we want to do is we want to look at all of your expenses. We want to look at all of your sources of income, Social Security, if you have real estate, if you have a part-time job, if you're still working. We want to look at all your sources of income, and we want to create that cash flow plan for you so we can see how much is left over. And if you're retired, chances are there is none left over. Chances are that it's not enough to cover your cost of living. That difference has to come from your wealth, from your accumulated earnings, right? From your balance sheet, the amount you've saved up. And we want to look at that and see if that is enough to support what you want to spend and not run out of money. And that is, I think, an important consideration. So by doing this retirement cash flow plan, we can accomplish several goals for you. The first one is, if you're not retired and you're thinking you want to, we can help you to see whether you can or not. Okay, do you have enough money to retire? Do you have income after you retire? If you don't, are your investments enough to support, et cetera? The other thing that the retirement cash flow plan does is we take into account decisions on when and how to take Social Security. So we can build that into the model and look at, should you take it now? Should you wait? What are the tax implications of that? When should you, if you're married, if you're working, all those kind of decisions. The other thing that it does is it helps us to look at your income tax picture. And then it helps us to understand when, how long your money will support you for. If we know all of that information, now we can start moving the pieces around. And we can figure out, you know, maybe you're spending too much. Maybe you need to work a little longer. Maybe you're ready to retire and you're there. So all of those kind of things we can do for you, but we can't do it if you don't let us. So here's what I encourage you to do. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, we'll schedule a time to visit with you, and we'll do it virtually or in person, whichever you prefer. And what we'll do is we'll have you bring to us all the information we need to build that RCFP for you. And once we have that, we can also determine how much risk is appropriate, how you should invest your money. Lots of stuff comes from that, but you have to start there in our view. So our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, I do too. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how working affects Social Security. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Oh, yes. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And you know, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And you know, those other financial shows, apparently they stir their bonds. Can you imagine stirring your bonds? If Sean Connery knew that, oh my gosh, you don't even want to see it.
About this. I know it's a bit silly.
It is very silly, Hal. So we are back. This is Money Matters with moi, your host, Ken Morafe, and I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe, and that is people who are retired, retiring soon. And if that is you, then we'd love to meet you, see if we can help you. Our website, this show, everything we do is geared around our governing idea, which is we want your retirement to be your second childhood without parental supervision.
Wow!
Yes, we want you to go play and have fun and enjoy. We want your money to last as long as you do, and we want you to have financial peace of mind. If we can do all of that, we think we've done a good thing. Our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can podcast the show. I encourage you to subscribe. Also, we have videos, we have articles, we have seminars, and we have all kinds of great stuff. So if you go there, I encourage you to. It's rpoa.com. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about Social Security. And, you know, I would say that of all the topics that we talk about with clients and prospective clients, Social Security probably is at the very top of the list. And the reason why is because it affects just about everybody that we talk to, but also it's just so complicated. And, you know, I think if there was a gold medal for complexity, I think Social Security would win the gold medal every time. It is remarkably difficult to navigate that stuff. And one of the things that we do in our firm is we train our retirement planners to be proficient in Social Security. We have them take an annual certification test. We want to make sure that they are knowledgeable and up to speed when it comes to advising people on when and how to take Social Security. Because if you don't do it correctly, you could leave literally tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table over the course of your lifetime. And that's just not a good thing. Now, this week, I want to talk with you about how working affects your Social Security benefits. And, you know, a question we get asked pretty often by clients is, well, what if I keep working? Then what? Okay? So let me go over the basic. There's a basic earnings test that Social Security uses, and it's pretty straightforward. Anyone that is under their full retirement age, if you are working, they will take back $1 of benefit for every $2 that you earn over the earnings test threshold, which this year is $19,560. But even though that's simple, as with anything with Social Security, there's more to that. So let me give you an example of how it works. Let's say Bob is his Social Security benefits at his full retirement age of 67 would be $2,000. So he starts getting benefits early at age 62. So the actuarial, easy for me to say, reduction is 30%, which would he'd actually collect a benefit of $1,400 instead of the $2,000. So let's say he earns enough between the ages of 62 and 67 that he only receives 6 checks a year, because what they do is they don't send you all your checks if you're making more than that threshold. Instead of getting the 60 checks that he should have gotten, he'll only get 30 over that 4-year period. Now, when he turns 67, this is what they do. The actuarial reduction is removed from the missing checks. So this means they'll reduce the actuarial reduction from 25 to 12.5%, which means his benefit will then go up from $1,400 to $1,650, which essentially means that they've made him 64 years old, even though he started when he was 62, because of the fact that they added back what was withheld. Okay, so I think I confused the heck out of myself on that one. I'm dizzy right now. I think I need to sit down. So if that wasn't complicated enough for you, then that should explain to you why it is important that you visit with one of our retirement planners before you make an important decision like when and how to take Social Security. Okay, because if you're still working, and you want to collect Social Security, there are ways of doing it where you can collect the full amount and not be penalized, but you got to know the rules. And talk to somebody that does, is my opinion.
Oh, I'm so scared.
So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And while you're there, we have all kinds of articles and videos, and we have podcasts, all kinds of information on Social Security, on when and how. And you can attend our seminar. We have an actual seminar on Social Security, which goes through that with you and explains it in a way that I think you'll understand. We try to make it simple and easy for people to grasp it. But most importantly, talk to one of our retirement planners. So if you click on Meet with an Advisor, we'll schedule a time to visit with you, and we'll go through that, help you making that decision. Attend our seminars. They're free. They're designed for those of you who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And we've had tens of thousands of people attend our seminars over the years, and I'd like for you to be one of them so you can educate yourself and be smart when you make these decisions, okay?
Cool.
So, rpoa.com is the website. All right, now we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why losses in your portfolio can be so dangerous. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Ah, the sweet sound of applause. Thank you, Jack. I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired, or retiring soon.
Yes, 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 yes.
Ooh. Ooh la la. And if that's you, then you are the person that should be listening to this show. If that is you, you're the person that should be going to our website, which is rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can podcast this show. I encourage you to subscribe to it and get it downloaded to your device. Also, you can watch. We have videos on there. We have articles. We have all kinds of information that I think you'll benefit from. We have seminars you can attend, all kinds of stuff. So it's rpoa.com is our website. And this is as our name implies, Retirement Planners of America, we work with people who are within 5 years of retirement or who are in the first 5 years of their retirement. So if you're in that decade, then we want to meet you and see if we can help you. Our goals are easy. One is we want your money to last as long as you do. And the other is we want you to have financial peace of mind, because we want to worry about all of this boring financial stuff so that you don't have to. And if we can do that for you, I think you can go enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision, right? That's your retirement. We want you to do that. Now, I want to talk with you about, I would say it's a paradigm shift that somebody who is now contemplating retirement, that can see the place where they're going to retire, or that is already retired. And this paradigm shift that I'm talking about is looking at the world in a different way. And what I mean by that is that when you're young, in your 20s, in your 30s, even in your 40s, and you're building, you're working, when you're in that period of your financial life, being more aggressive, being more long-term view-oriented, taking more risk, all that kind of stuff, is maybe more appropriate than it is once you reach the point where now you're going to retire. Because if you're within 5 years of retirement, or you're already retired, I would say this is not the time for you to be taking large risks. In fact, I would say this is the time for you to start thinking, and we have an investment principle that says that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Well, wow. I love you back, baby. But the important thing in that statement is that, yes, growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. Now, when you're 25 or 35 or whatever, you know, protection of principal may not be such a high thing on your list, and I get that. But once you get into that phase, we believe it's very important. Now, many studies have looked at the kind of risks that you face. And one of them is called systematic risk. Systematic risk means, when do you have the loss in your investments? Early in your retirement, late in your retirement. And that kind of risk of losing large amounts of money, many studies have shown that if you lose money early in your retirement, you significantly impair the ability of your money to last as long as you do. Now, that one's a little bit more difficult to understand, but we can show it to you. But the one that I think is easy to understand is, if you lose a lot of money the year before you want to retire, are you still going to be able to retire? I think that one you can get, right? That one's easy to understand. So let me go over why losses are so much, in my view, more dangerous than worrying about gains. All right, so let me give you an example. Let's say you have $100. And that $100, you invest it, and now it loses 50% of its value because it went way down. It was a crash, you know, .com or something like that. So now you've lost 50%. So your $100 is now worth $50. So how much return? You lost 50%. What return do you now need to make on your money to get back to the $100 that you were at? Surprisingly, a lot of people would say, well, I need to make the same 50%. I lost 50%, I make 50%, I get back to even. Well, no, you don't. Because if you've got $50 and you make 50% on that, you've now made $25. You add that to the 50, you're now sitting at $75. You're not back to the 100 anymore. So,
Shazam.
Yes. Gomer Pyle. So if you lose 50% of your money, you have to double it to get back to even, meaning you have to make 100% return on that 50 to get it back to the $100 you had originally. So losses, to recoup from losses, it's very, very difficult. And you know, in some cases, it can take years. And in many cases, I've seen where people have not ever come back. And they've never been able to recoup. And what exacerbates the problem is that if you are retired, and again, I'm using the example of you just lost 50% of your money, but let's say you're living on it. If you're living on it, now you're living on the $50 you got left, and you're taking money out of the $50 while you're trying to get it back to the 100. Farmers call that eating your seed corn. And if you do enough of that, then if when growth season comes, you may not have any seeds left to plant. So in my view, you don't want to put yourself in that situation. You don't want to be in a situation where you're having to cut way back on your standard of living, or that you have to not retire and keep working when you wanted to retire. Those are situations that large losses can cause.
There's no doubt about it.
I think there's no doubt. So how do you avoid that? Well, our vision of how you avoid that is you have a strategy to address it. And you know, we have a strategy that is called invest and protect. And it is a mathematical strategy, so it's not subject to our soothsaying abilities or our crystal ball or anything like that. It looks at what the market is doing, and it looks at the probability that we are now going to head into a big, bad bear market, and then it tells us it's time for us to get out. And as you guys know, last year, the day before the pandemic was actually announced by the World Health Organization, our strategy said to get out. And we all know what happened last year. You know, the market went down significantly. And so avoiding those kinds of big, bad losses like that, we want to do that for you. If you're not a client, we'd like you to be a client so we can. And we'd like to do it for our clients. So our strategy is all around, we're conservative. We're defensively oriented, okay? Guilty as charged. So growth is important, But protection of principle is even more important in our view. Now, if that resonates, if you think that makes sense to you, then go to our website. It's rpoa.com, and you can attend our seminars, you can watch our videos, you can read our articles, listen to our podcasts, but more importantly, you can also visit with one of our retirement planners. So click on Meet with an Advisor when you get there and schedule a time to sit down with one of our planners, and we'll go through with you. We'll help you to make Social Security decisions. Do you have enough money to retire on decisions? How to invest your money so as to not take more risk than you need to decisions. We'll talk about our invest and protect strategy. We'll do a ton of stuff with you, and we'll hopefully give you a plan and no charge or obligation. If you like what you see, great. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, there's no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you are welcome. Well, you know what? So rpoa.com. Now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to answer the burning question, do you need a living trust? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And this is the time of the show where we talk about estate planning. We talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And in case you didn't know who I am Ken Morafe, and I am the host, and I am Senior Retirement Planner at Retirement Planners of America. Our website is rpoa.com, and we have all kinds of information about retirement planning on there for you, and I hope you'll go and engage with all of that. So this is the part of the show we talk about estate planning, and this week I want to talk with you about the living trust. Do you need it? Who needs it? And how does it work? Okay, so let's go into that. And there are basically three reasons why you may want to have a living trust. The first one is if you're worried about privacy, because a will is a very public document. Anybody can go down to the courthouse, and essentially it's kind of like a reference book. They can take it out. They can read who you left what to, how much it was, all everything that's in your will, they can go read that. Now, if you don't want that to happen, you want it to be private, a living trust is a private document. The second reason why you may want to have a living trust is because you're concerned about contestation, or you have a Brady Bunch family, shall we say. So you want to make sure that nobody's going to come in and contest your will. Well, the living trust is a very proactive document. You have to talk to an attorney. You have to draft the document. There's a lot of work that goes into making it happen. And therefore, it makes the contestation of that document very, very difficult for some weird event to happen. The main reason why we think you should have a living trust is to avoid probate. And for most of you listening to this show, probate is not something that you should be overly concerned about. In some states, like Texas, it's about 60 days and about $1,000 at the most. So it's a very fast, streamlined process in many states. In the state that you're in, it may be complicated. But really, the driving factor behind why you should want to avoid probate is the complexity of your estate. So you could it's not the size of it. You could be worth $100 million, but if it's all sitting in one account and upon your death, you know, probating that one account is easy, then there's no need in that situation probably to have a living trust. However, you could have a smaller estate but have all kinds of real estate everywhere and this and rental properties and all that kind of stuff, or you could reside in a state where it's problematic, in which case then a living trust would make total sense for you. So the important thing to remember, though, is that living trusts do not save you any income taxes. They do not save you any estate taxes. They do not protect you from lawsuits. So they don't do all the things that you think of when you think of a trust. They're basically you. They have your soul. It has your Social Security number. It's you in absentia, basically. So the living trust isn't for everybody. Make sure you talk to your attorney. Make sure you understand what that's all about before you do it. Most likely, I'd say most people listening to the show don't need it. Now, let me tell you that if you are over 50, retired, or retiring soon, you should go to our website and learn all about us at rpoa.com.
Of course not. It's told me in the beginning.
Ken Morafe is a controlling owner and investment advisor representative at RPOA, which is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration is not an endorsement by securities regulators and does not mean that RPOA has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Because we help clients establish a total return necessary to achieve their retirement goals, achieving that total return is dependent on the success of the invest and protect strategy, predicting market fluctuations for which there is no assurance. This strategy, which relies on a sell signal and a buy signal, is not guaranteed. It may negatively impact long-term total return if it does not perform as anticipated. The sell signal could incorrectly predict a bear market, which is generally accepted as a 20% drop in a market index, and affected investors would not experience gains they would have made by remaining invested. The strategy may not accurately predict a market upturn, causing lesser gains than necessary to maintain the targeted long-term total return. When the sell or protect portion of the strategy is implemented, investors will incur applicable transaction costs and taxable accounts will incur tax effects. The strategy is also subjected to general investment risks described in our form ADV Part 2.